You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
I told her she's smiling.
She wasting her time.
She was like,
listen, Arnetta would be dead as hell 10 minutes after I put my hand on Arnetta.
Why?
She's too old. She can't cut the mustard.
Mother, please.
I done told you.
Come on now.
Look, baby, I stay in good shape. I eat good. I sleep good. I get plenty of rest. Take all my vitamins.
So what's the average age of the woman that you date?
At least 27, 28, 30 years old.
Girl, yeah. I don't believe that.
Well,
what the young woman want with an old man?
Money.
But what about the ones that got money?
Want more money.
No. She,
I ain't never had no problem, baby. Let me tell you something. I go with damn near anybody I really want to, because I approach them respectfully, and I always reproach them.
Oh, Lord. Here you go.
Yeah,
here comes the bankroll. Here you go.
This is what make it all happen right there.
That's what make it happen?
This is what make it happen.
If a man want to know how to meet a nice woman, how you meet her?
With this. First damn word come out your mouth, I got money.
But those not respectable women.
I don't want no respect. I want some ass. Damn the respect. I want you to break down like a 12-gauge double barrel shotgun and show me what you're working with.
But don't you want commitment?
What? To who?
You don't want to be committed.
I'm committed to getting her to that bedroom and giving her what she needs and let her go.
No,
I know, baby. No.
That's because you don't want to listen to her because she's young and she ain't got nothing in her head. So you need an older woman your age. Y'all can talk about
what I'm
politics.
Looking for,
you could talk about
what I'm looking for. Is
the
not
70s,
in her head.
The 80s. You could talk about growing up.
What I'm looking for ain't in her head. Trust me.
What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, last weekend, me and one of my old Navy buddies finally linked up to discuss everything that's going on with society. And boy, what a great conversation it was. So eventually, I ended up telling him about this certain tweet. Now, when I showed it to him, he was like, you know what? I honestly cannot argue with this man because it's true. If you want access to a woman insofar as a sexual access, you will pay for it one way or another. But it's good to see more young brothers start to understand this. Now, of course, with everything going on, you're going to have a lot of women undercover trying to sell themselves. But, gentlemen, we all already know they've decriminalized them selling it, but they still need you to be a criminal when you buy it. So, no. Now, of course, this brother is a passport brother. Because of our time in the Navy, we've been to so many different countries. He's like, yeah, you know what? If I really want something like that, I can go ahead and fly out, have my fun in certain country. And if I so desire that, I know where I can go get that. Now, of course, when I said passport brothers, he was like, yep, I am one, and I have no shame about it. I said, well, cool. So then we start talking about why so many brothers have such a big problem with guys with passports or a guy like me who just outright says, you know what, my time is more valuable and I'm not going to waste it. So, yeah, I don't mind dropping, you know, a fistful of 20s to get the desired result. And of course, he was like, you know what? I can actually agree with you on that one. Your time is more valuable. So why waste it? So, of course, we got to talking about, you know, massage parlors and all that stuff. Because I told him, I said, listen, a professional has more incentive to A, keep her hoo-ha clean, and B, she has more incentive to keep her mouth shut. Now, one thing that we have a lot of, especially in the area of social media, we have what I'm going to call expose culture. Yeah, apparently women love to expose dudes, especially if you have a name. Apparently Zion Williamson just got exposed for pumping and dumping some IG girl. See, gentlemen, that right there, bad juju. If you got a famous name, there's always going to be a woman out there ready to try to get with you just so she can expose you for clout. Yeah, no. So, of course, we start talking about the STD rates, and he didn't know this. So, of course, I broke it down for him. I said, listen, insofar as the STD rates, they've been steadily increasing over the last 6 years straight. And he was like, damn. I said, yeah. See, this is a lot of information that the overwhelming majority of us men do not have. Why? Because we're so busy with everything else, little things like this, we don't think about. However, when you've got time, research. Like, you're a tech guy. You're an IT guy. Come on now. Set a little time aside to do a little research into societal things, and you'd be surprised with what you find. Now, of course, he admits he's still a little blue pill when it comes to warning a family. But beyond that, he's like, marriage? Nah, I don't think so. I'm like, dude, you're a confirmed bachelor at this point. There is literally no reason for you to get married. And besides, you just said it, you're a passport brother. You got the money to fly out if you so desire that. Or I'm going to help you out. I'm going to hook you up. You know, if you decide that you don't want to fly out, you know, here's a few massage parlors that offer full service. What you want is what you're going to pay for. Remember that. So, of course, I slid him a few numbers to a few parlors that I know that I've personally been to that offer great service. So I told him, got to understand something. In the sexual underworld, black men have a horrible reputation. And he was like, yeah, I know. Because, one, black men tend to be cheap. Two, they tend to try to get more than what they pay for. So, yeah, understand. If you go to a place, and some places will say no black guys, they'll let you know. But don't say that it's racism. Some escorts will say no black men, or no black men under a certain age, and that age tends to be 40 and below. No black men under 40. And we know why. Once again, one big thing, particularly about us black men, we can't kiss and tell. We can't. We always have to talk about things. Some things you got to keep under wraps. Now, insofar as you know me, you know I have a doll. So I've made sure to cover my bases because I've made my mission statement crystal clear. Especially with what's going on now, what's happening. So many women are trying to be renegades now. Oh, no, 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 no. Brother, man, I would not trust a renegade. And that's the big thing. You cannot trust these modern women. You cannot trust a free woman insofar as that. Because who's to say she's not going to use that as leverage for later on down the line? Yeah, you might want to pay for a renegade, but then she realizes I can get more clout if I expose you. Yeah, no. See, a professional, she's going to keep her mouth shut because they like repeat customers. So I showed them this one particular place that I go to. And I told them, I've been going here for a while. I followed the rules. I became a good customer. So they got to the point where they would actually, I would shoot them a text, and they shoot me back a text to show me what's on the menu. And he was like, wow. I'm like, yeah. Time can be used. If you go to a place, make sure it's somewhere out of the way. Because this place right here, not a lot of people know about. But that's a good thing. But you're going to have to spend some money if you go there. And besides, if you're going there for a release, you know, be cool about it. But yeah, all in all, I broke it down for him. I got my doll at home in my bed. So that way I don't have that, you know, desire to bring a woman into my castle. And if I so really desire a release with a woman, I can go pay for that. Got no problem with it. So I got all my bases covered. That way, I don't have to worry about potentially putting myself into a hairy situation with a free woman. Mm-hmm. But all in all, a lot of young cats are talking about Kevin Samuels, which is a good thing. This is great. I love it. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I heard something from Minister Japp. Somebody left a comment, or they called in and they said this, excuse me, and it rings true. He said, older men will actually want to mentor younger men to tell them don't make the mistakes that we made. In general. Now, of course, you got guys like, you know, Boyce Watkins out here. No. A man in general, you have even hardened criminals. Let's go back to the show called Scared Straight. You have hardened criminals that will tell young men, don't make the mistakes that I did. I want you to do better. However, on the flip side of that, old women will actively sabotage young women and say, yeah, girl, do what I did. It'll make you feel better. And you have no greater example than the cycle of single motherhood, especially in the black community. Older women actively sabotage young women. And you have the best example of that being what? Old, bitter feminists. Mm-hmm. They don't want the young women to do better than them. They know they messed their life up. So what do? Misery loves company. But yeah, yep, it's great to see young men speak the name Kevin Samuels. It's great to hear that. It's great to see it. But yeah, All in all, fellas, you're gonna pay for it one way or another. Remember, ATM, attention, time, money. Or how Coach Greg Adams has actually upgraded it into meat. Money, energy, attention, time. See, this is what this is all about. Evolution. Evolution. I love it. I think it's wonderful. But yeah, gentlemen, get past the emotional part of, you know, quote unquote, tricking or, oh, I don't want to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. So at least with money, you can make that back. Time, attention, energy. Once you give that up to a woman and you don't get anything for that, it's gone forever. Just saying. Well, let me know what you guys think. Have you noticed in wherever you're from, more women starting to get on the blade? Or more women starting to reach out with those hey big head texts? Because we know the moratoriums are finally over. Congress is not going to go backwards. So yeah, winter is here. The barbarian is here. So now many women are going to go underground and start selling themselves. Be careful, gentlemen. Just be careful. Because you guys remember the story that I did about the guy who ended up getting beaten to death because some woman decided to reach out and sell, or should I say, she put the illusion of selling herself. Oh, and I did get an update. The woman actually got arrested too. But all in all, gentlemen, stay off the dating apps. Stay off of the dating apps. If you really desire to just go ahead and pay to play, do your homework. Do your research. And a pro tip. If she does reach out and say she wants to arrange a pay to play, ask for nudes. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Ladies, for a lot of you, the power has officially gone out. Where is feminism to actually get you back on your feet? Oh, no, 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 no. See, you're going to revert back to your nature, which is body for resources. It is what it is. Ladies, if you actually just were more honest about that, you'd get better results. Oh, well. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.